Where should we start, Charles?
I think you should start with what you had in mind. That works for you. As long as you invite it, because otherwise they're going to get mad at me.
Okay, so we'll say this. I'll be the kids around the Torah, and then we'll use the Torah as a segue for discussing it. So today's the Ishpiz of Yaakov. And Yaakov is really the essence of Sukkos. Because the Sfarim say that, the Medrash says that Avram is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. And we try to understand what's the sinyan of Yaakov Avinu as he pertains to the Sukkah. So we can look at the Arba Minim and to see also the Avos HaKadosh. So the Ari HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the Hadassim, the Hadass corresponds to the Avos HaKadosh. Not just because there are three Hadassim, but because there are three leaves by every part of the Hadass. So it's called Shalosh Shalosh. The Hadass itself is Shalosh Shalosh. Because there are three Hadassim.
Oh, and there's three on three.
And there's three on three. It's called Shalosh 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 Shalosh. Now, the Zohar Kaddish tells us that the three Hadassim, not just the three Hadassim, but the Hadassim themselves correspond to which part of the body? To the eyes. And in fact, the Arizal asked this question. There are two eyes, not three eyes. So why do we have three Hadassim and the Hadassim are three wronged if there's only two eyes, not three? What we see from here, the Rebbe Isai, is that there's really a third eye. There's a third eye. There's the right eye, there's the left eye, and there's the third eye. And that third eye is connected to the Makom HaTefillin. Because as the Torah says, V'hayu l'toitaf v'yis bein einecha, and so Chazal interpret that to mean between the eyes. And the fact that we put it on the forehead is implying that there's a third eye which is connected to tefillin. And that third eye is called the neshama. And the reason why the neshama is called an eye, it's called the third eye, is because the neshama has a completely different way of seeing the world. That with the gashmistika eyes, you either see things to the right or you see things to the left. There's two ways of seeing something. But in the spiritual realm, which is the Ein Shlishi, we're able to see things from a neshamadik perspective where there's no disparity, there's no chiluk, there's no stiras anymore. And this is connecting Yaakov Avinu. And that's what we find that the Zohar Kaddish tells us that Yaakov Avinu put on tefillin. When he took the maklos, and he made a whole big asek with the maklos and the water to try to turn over the color of the tzayin to be the kudim, akudim, avirdim, he did that, those maklos, says the Zohar, he was makayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, it doesn't mean that he actually put them on his forehead and he wrapped them on his arm. The Yaakov has a shaykhis to tefillin because Yaakov has this connection to the Ayin Shlishi.
He's
the Shlishi himself, as the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, that in the beginning of Baba Basra, that the Beis HaMikdash is called Ayin. Ayin with an Ayin. An eye. The Beis HaMikdash is called the Eino Shel Olam, the eye of the world. And the fact that there's going to be three Beis HaMikdashes, the first one Keneged Avram, the second Keneged Yitzchak, and the third one Keneged Yaakov, that's going to be the one which will stand, because the right eye and the left eye, that's not a real cook, it's not a real vision of this world. The real vision of this world requires the Ayin Shlish of Yaakov Avinu. That's in of Yaakov as it pertains to the Sukkah. Because being in the Sukkah gives us a different perspective of the world. This is really alluded to in a Pasuk in Vizay Sabracha, which we're going to be reading this coming week, not this Shabbos, but immediately afterwards in Shemini Atzeres, which is the culmination of the Yaakov Nasa Sukkah, the culmination of this Yantav of Yaakov Avinu. But the Torah tells us at the end, the very last aliyah. It's really Chamishi, but it's all read together, as we know, for the Chasan Torah aliyah. The pasuk says, "Vayishkon Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov." There's a musik which is called Ein Yaakov, the eye of Yaakov Avinu. And the pasuk refers to this Ein Yaakov as Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad, that Klai Yisrael, that we reside Betach with an element of Bitachon, Badad, and by ourselves. And that's really what the sukkah is all about, and what the walls of the sukkah demonstrate, that Klai Yisrael, that we remove ourselves, we mavdil ourselves from the rest of the world, and we sit Badad, as we find in Balak, Hashem Badad Yadchenu Ve'enimo Yal Nechar. That Klai Yisrael has a madriga of Badad, and this madriga of Badad, that we sit by ourselves, we sit alone, we're moved off from Umas Ha'ilam is in the Sukkah, because the Sukkah gives us a completely different perspective of the world. And aidus to that, and by the way, Chabad, jump in at any time, this is not a Shir, this is a Chabur, is that we read Koheles. We read Koheles on Shabbos, Chalamayit, Pei Sukkahs. Because what Koheles is that it's a different perspective of the world, Lagamri. It's the Chachma of Shlomo HaMelech. The Chachma of Shlomo means that he was able to look at the world completely different than the way everybody else looked at the world. He was looking at it from a perspective of Ein Yaakov. Everybody says, this is great, and this is what's coveted, and this is what you should be involved with your life. Comes along Shlomo HaMelech, and he says, Hevel Haval HaMakolava. Everything is complete Hevel. I'll tell you what everything is about. Soif Tavar HaKol Nishma, Sofim Yerav, Mitzvot Shemar, Zekol HaAdam. Because Sukkot gives us the perspective of the transiency of this world, what it means to be mistapik b'muat, what it means to sit in this world of bitachon with kutcher bichu surrounding us with this or makif. This is the life that Yaakov Avinu lives. This is the matoivu ohalecha Yaakov. The oyel of Yaakov is the sukkah, and we say about that world, matoivu, how sweet is that world, that world of Yaakov Avinu. But Derech HaEmes, it's very nice because we know that there are seven anani hakavod. To the right, left, off, down, back, front, and one which led the way. And if you take seven times Havaya, because each cloud was like a Havaya which protected Klai Yisrael, which led Klai Yisrael, Hashem badid yadchenu, that Havaya. So it's very well known in Kabbalah that seven times Havaya is Gematria Yaakov. That these seven clouds of Anan HaKavod correspond to Yaakov. And what exactly is the Inyan of an Anan?
The Havaya once.
Seven times Havaya. Seven times 26 is Gematria 182, which is Gematria Yaakov. And what exactly is an Anan? An Anan is something which comes and goes. It's Ka'anan Pareach, like we say by Unasana Tzekach. Anan Pareach means that it's in the sky at one moment, and then it's gone the next moment. That's this world. Anani HaKavon means that the Ananim are here to stay. That's Kavodik. That they traveled with Klai Yisrael on the Nibbol, they were able to maintain, they had a Kiyum. That's called Anani HaKavod. They had a presence in this world. The word Kavod comes from the word heavy. They were heavy clouds, so they were able to root and to ground themselves in this world.
Sounds similar to like what Joey said yesterday.
A little bit.
That were like,
this presence,
here,
but not
here.
Presence. Yeah. That's the sin in the dynamic of this Anan, yeah. Living in the clouds. Living in the Rekiah. But the Anan is Anan Pareach, and it's supposed to give us a perspective sitting in these clouds. These clouds are only here for 7 days, and then they're gone. But when a person lives a life like that, that he's in this world, that he's visiting in this world, and he's not permanent in this world, so it gives a person an Ein Yaakov. It gives him a totally different perspective of the world. And that was the world that Yaakov Avinu lived in. It's very interesting that in Parshas Balak, where we find this whole Indian of Yaakov Avinu, that we find many times that Balak and Bilam, that they say, Mimana afar Yaakov, l'ra amo b'Yisrael, ki lo nachash b'Yaakov. There's a very big discussion about the sinning of Yisrael and Yaakov. We find over there that when Klai Yisrael were traveling in the Midbar, Balak says to Bilam, I need you, why? Ki ne ha'am kisa es ha'aretz. There's a nation which is covering, ki ne ha'am kisa es ein ha'aretz. That the nation of this world was covering the eye of the land. There's a nation which is covering the eye of the land. So in Kabbalah, what that means, the Zer Kaddish means that Balak and Bilam, they use a certain kishuf, and they use certain, the ayin, this ayin of, with the letter ayin, which is like, they were covering Balak and Bilam's ability to practice their witchcraft. Because there is no nichush in Klai Yisrael. In Pnimius, in terms of what we're talking about, means that there's a nation which is covering us in ha'aretz. That they see things completely differently from the rest of the world sees things. And that's the Koyach of Yaakov, that he's Kisas Ein Ha'aretz, that he covers up the Ein Ha'aretz. It's interesting, we find the same thing in Mitzrayim. It says that the Arabic came, and they were Kisas Ein Ha'aretz. That was in Mitzrayim. And they couldn't practice their witchcraft also, the Khartoumim. We have to speak about the difference between Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the way that they looked at the world. You can say that Avram had one perspective of the world, Yitzhak had another, and Yaakov had a different one. Avram, which is the first day of Sukkot, Avram was the one who discovered the Kutcher Bichl in this world. He saw that there was a Bairei who's the Baal Habir, that he runs this world. That was Avram. He was able to see in this world that there's a Bairei Olam. What was the perspective of Yitzhak Avinu? Yitzhak was blinded by the Akedah, that the drops, the teardrops of the Malachim enter into his eyes, and he became blind. What does it mean that the drops of the Malachim enter into the eyes of Yitzhak?
That he only saw Ruchnis.
He only saw the world like a Malach sees the world. And that's why it says, when he gave the brachas to Yaakov, "Vatichena einav meraois," he couldn't see anymore. Not the pshat that Yitzhak couldn't see. He only saw what there is to really see, which is the spiritual world. That's all he saw. So whereas Avram was able to see in this dark world, he was able to see a Kutcher Bichu, Yitzhak was living in a world of less hasar panamine. All I see is or. That was the world of Yitzhak. All I see is Kutcher Bichu. What was the world of Yaakov? To be able to combine those two things. What does it mean to combine those two things? That even though he was living in a tremendous choshech, he was able to see the world from the perspective of Yitzhak, although he was living in the world of Avram. Avram was living in the world, it was Avram against the world. It was Avram Ha'ivi, it was Avram on one side and Ebiel on the other side. Avram was Loichem Al-Chamas against the Klipa. He fought against the four kings. He was Loichem Al-Chamas. You don't find that world by Yitzhak, because in the world of Yitzhak, there's nobody to fight against. There's only Kutcher Bichu. And he lived in that world of that hispoidedness of the world of Kutcher Bichu and nothing else. Yaakov was able to live in that world of Yitzhak, although he was able to see with his Megushim Dika eyes the world of Lavan, the world of Para. To be go down to Mitzrayim, which is that world of the Ein Haaretz, which is the world of that Nichosh, and that the Torah should testify about Yaakov Avinu, Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvasar Shana. Shvasar is Gematria Toiv, the Medrash says. He had good years in Mitzrayim, he had the best years of his life for Mitzrayim.
Can you say maybe that this is the secret of Yaakov is found in that pasuk of Yishkon Yaakov Ben Nachmanon? So maybe you can say like this. How do we actually get those eyes?
How do we actually get those eyes? Like, how do we work on that? So maybe, I was reading in the Nesiv HaShalom, he says that there's no simcha in anything that you need in this world. The only time you have simcha is when you don't need something. So if you need to eat, so to speak, then now you don't have, there's a pagam in food with regards to simcha. If you need something, then you're not misameach in it, because you need it. If you need to live in a beautiful, big, comfortable home, you need it, then you can't live in a sukkah. So now there's a part of the world that you can't be, so you can't have simcha,
right?
if you're connected to Gashmias.
Right.
Could one say that the betach came in his ability to be badad, to be alone from the world?
Yeah.
Like he just, that's meaning to get to the level of Yaakov, you have to be able to live in this world and constantly detach yourself from the needs of this world.
Right. That's the Yitzchak, meaning he was able to, Avram lived in the world because he was constantly being a chesed to the world. So he was a person who was constantly engaged in the world. Yitzchak, with his gvura, he was constantly moved off in the world.
But how do you get that as Yaakov?
So Yaakov was able to be badad, meaning in order to be able to go out into the world, you have to first be badad. And then once you're baded yourself, you can then go back into the world and maintain your bididas in the interactions with the world. So he first saw himself as the son of Yitzchak, and then he followed him in the footsteps of Yitzchak as being Badad. And then he found himself as the grandson of Avram, and then he went into the world of Avram.
Interesting.
But what's the practical, I mean, if we look at, we examine their lives, so say, if Yaakov was more like Avram, then he would have Taka accompanied Esav. So how do we see it in the decision making, in the actual, we're saying that like Yaakov had, Lemaisa lived, but he had Yitzchak's eyes, but he lived. So let's say he was more tilted towards Avram, like Lemaisa, what would that have meant?
It means when Yaakov only goes down to Mitzrayim, to the house of Lavan, because he has to. There's no reason for a person to want to go there and to put yourself there. There was a gzera that Yaakov had to go down to Mitzrayim. Onas al pi hadibor. So he went down to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak and Rivka told him, you have to go to the house of Lavan. Kibud Avaim. He had to go there to find his shidduch. But as soon as this time was up there and he found Yosef and he had his children, he said to Lavan, I'm out of here. He didn't waste a second there.
But Avram would have stayed?
Maybe he would have stayed, because Avram saw his avodah as being the car of that. But that wasn't Yaakov's avodah. Yaakov's avodah was that if he had to be there, he would be badad there. That's not ideally where he wanted to be. But he can make the best matzav out of anywhere he goes, because wherever he goes, wherever Hashem wants him to be, he can he can persevere there, and he can be matzliach there.
But in his nature, he's a badad.
In his nature, he's a badad. But he's not
unlike Avram.
But he's badad plus.
Right. But Avram also left. He really didn't want to be in Mitzrayim either. He kind of left.
But notice when love. I mean, I guess it's hard to even talk like this. But look, notice when Avram goes anywhere, he builds yeshivas. Like by the time he leaves, he doesn't leave alone. He leaves with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't have to. Yitzchak didn't do that, right? Avram's whole mahus was to gather, to build, to
Kirov.
Yeah, to get in this world.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The difference between Avram and Yaakov's approach is as follows. Avram Avinu was the first one in this world, and he saw his mission in this world to be mafarsim, delokos, and the yichud Hashem everywhere. And that's why when we say, by the Kiyo Shofar, we say, Am Eloki Avraham, and we speak a lot about the Goyim, because there's an inyan that the whole world will recognize the malchus and the yichud of Hashem. And that's the world of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu didn't know where his Yeshua was going to come from. He didn't know who would carry on his legacy. So his goal was teach the whole world about Hashem Yisbarach. And he wasn't mavchem between Yidden and not Yidden. There was no Yidden and going to be mavdo between. It was just there was Avram in the world, and it was Avram's job to teach the world about Kodesh Bichol.
So how did Avram grapple with that level of physical then? He was being mayor of everything.
He was so on fire. Uh-huh. He was so on fire for Kodesh Bichol that he was mashpia to the world.
There was no world even. It was just all Hashem. Right?
He was just he saw that there was a world, but the yeah. fire that he was, he caught everything else on fire.
That's so good.
Because he was on fire.
Right.
Yaakov Avinu had a different life, and he wasn't out to be makar of the world because he already had a messiah from Avram and Yitzchak. That your job is not to turn the world over and to be makar of the world anymore. Yaakov's job was to go find Heilige Jewish neshamas. And he knew that in the house of Laman there were Jewish souls there. Mm. And knew in the Mitzrayim that the neshamas of Klai Yisrael were there. But it wasn't his job to turn over Mitzrayim. His job was, now that I know that there's something called Jewish souls, I have to go down to wherever they are to get them out. That was the role of Yaakov. Do you understand the difference?
Even in Mitzrayim?
Even in Mitzrayim. That, all the neshamas of Klai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. And that's why they had to go down to Mitzrayim.
This is by Yosef's time.
That's why Yosef went down. That's why everybody went down. Because the neshamas of Klai Yisrael were there.
From where?
But
from
before
Sarah?
Yosef went down, huh? Was
from the Mabul, from the whole thing. All the neshamas went down to Mitzrayim. For whatever reason, all uh-huh. the neshamas souls of Klai Yisrael went as Gagal to Mitzrayim.
Got it.
That was the pit of the world, where all the lowest place in the world, that's where the neshamas of Klai Yisrael were.
From the Mabul, from the beginning of time. Before Avraham.
Yeah, everything. All the events led to the fact that the neshamas of Klai Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. And Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, 70 neshamas strong, to be poyed there, all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, and to bring them to Eretz Yisrael.
And Yitzchak would not have been, now pivoting over to Yitzchak, he would not somehow on his madriga have been able to go into Mitzrayim?
So, right, so that wasn't the world of Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu, he just lived in his world of Adidas with Hashem, he didn't see a world. And if you don't see a world, you don't interact with the world, you can't be mighty from the world. Although Yitzchak was Makai of Gaber.
It wasn't necessary.
Huh?
From Yitzchak's perspective, it wasn't necessary.
It didn't exist.
He was Megayer game on some level. The Medrash says, "Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Meguri Aviv be'eretz Kanan." Be'eretz Meguri Aviv means that he was Megayer game too. But he's Megayer game in a way that through his kedusha, he the neshamas gravitated towards him. There's two ways of being Megayer. One is that you have to go out to do kiruv, and the other is that you become such a fire, you become so holy that you're like a magnet that you draw the kedusha to you. That's how there are some tzaddikim that. They don't practice the Derech of Avraham Avinu with going out there, going to college campus, Kiruv, and doing all these things. That's the Derech of Avraham Avinu. That's Derech Avinu. Although it is a Derech of Yaakov too, because you're not interested in being Megayer the Goyim. You just want the Heilige Neshamas. So you're doing Yaakov, you know. The only pitfall is that if you don't have an Ein Yaakov and you're going to college Kiruv,
you don't have Yitzchak.
And you don't have Yitzchak.
Right. That's
then,
the part.
Then you're not.
Right. The part, the Chiddush here is that if you're going to go out to the world and be Makar of the world, you got to have time being a Yitzchak.
That's right.
But usually the Avram Avinos become Yaakovs, but they never become Yitzchaks.
That's right. That's
because
right.
Yitzchak needs Gvura, right. And you don't think it's who you are.
Right. That's right. You have to have that Betach Badad. You have to have that Betach Badad. You have to have that Ein Yaakov. Wow. You have to be able to look at this world and to see the world, but to see the less Hasser Panaminator. That's the real cook of a Jew. That's the third eye. I mean, it's not just Avram, it's not just Yitzchak. It's that third eye, which is Ein Yaakov, which is able to bring the two together, and you can look at this world, and the Sukkah is supposed to give us a perspective that when we leave this Badad and go out into that world, we're taking with us that Ein Yaakov of the Les Asa Panamini, we're going to work, we're going to Manhattan, we're going wherever we're going, and we're still seeing the world of the Sukkah. We're still seeing the Anani HaKavod around us. We're seeing Kutchabichu in everything which we do.
But can we slow down for a second? When you go out to the world, you're not pulling from the world of Yaakov. You're pulling from the world of Yitzchak. You're becoming Yaakov. Right?
Yeah.
Meaning, I would say that it's easier for an individual today to understand the world of Avraham. If you didn't grow up in the certain worlds.
Right.
It's harder. So in this world of Sukkah, are we Yaakov? Or are we really Yitzchak? Living in
Yaakov
the world of nothing.
Yaakov combines the two.
Meaning, well, right. I'm trying to be mechalik between the Chefs and the Gavra. Meaning, like, who are we and what's the Sukkah? Is the Sukkah supposed to teach us about the world of Yitzchak,
right,
and then it influences us, which is the Yaakov? Is
to
that
both.
How it is?
To do both.
I'm seeing it like this, that the Inyan of Badad is an Inyan of Yitzchak. That he's pointed this all the time.
Right.
Right? And so this ability to sit in the Sukkah, and on the one hand, to be within these walls of that Bedidus, but yet on the other hand, to know that the Sukkah is in the outer world, and it's positioned in this world, and it's in that world of the Chitzonius world, that combination
is a
of being Badan in this environment creates Yaakov.
Right. Right.
That's the Badan.
Okay.
So that it does sound like that the Gavra is the Yitzchak.
No, the Gavra
and the
is
Sukkah makes that Yitzchak have to be more like Yaakov. Because the Sukkah is situated out here.
That's how we find by a Metzaira. That when somebody's a Metzaira, what does the Torah say about a Metzaira? Badad Yeshev Chutz L'machane. Badad Yeshev. Badad Yeshev means that the person who becomes a Metzaira, it means that he's in the world and he sees the world as real reality. And he has lots of complaints against people, he has lots of complaints against Hashem, because he's not even on the path of Avraham Avinu yet. He just sees the world and he's interacting with the world and he has all types of frustration and he's upset and he doesn't have any ayin. He doesn't have the ayin of Ram, he doesn't have the ayin of Yitzchak, and he certainly doesn't have the ayin of Yaakov. So what we tell him is you got to leave this world where everybody occupies, where you have all your complaints against all the people in your whole life situation. You need to go into the forest somewhere, chutz l'machane, and be badad. Badad means you have to escape the world and you have to find the Ribbono Shel Olam there.
And that's what we're doing right now, being in the Sukkah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole process of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, this is the process of, to come here to the Sukkah means that you're now in the Ein Yaakov. That means you've already incorporated by Yom Noiraim, the Inyan of the Ein Yitzchak, and in Elul you incorporated the Ein Avram. Sitting in the Sukkah is the coming together of that Zman, where you're sitting in the Sukkah in this outside world. You have the Badad of the Yom Noiraim. You know what Yom Noiraim means? Yom Noiraim means you're away from everybody. That's real Yom Noiraim. For Hashanah to Yom Kippur, you have no interaction. It's just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's called the Seiros HaMetuvah. Dirshu Hashem b'Matzukei v'Zekarav. If you know Hashem is close, that's your world. It's just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam.
It feels like Rosh Hashanah could be. Can you say that Rosh Hashanah is Avraham, Hamelech? You're on fire with the king. Yom Kippur is Yitzchak. You're Badad.
Yeah.
And then you take that and you walk into Sukkot. Absolutely. And now all of a sudden you've brought the two together.
That's why I'm saying that. Absolutely true. Yeah. But we come into this matzav of Elul as Mitzrayim. Remember, we're on the heels of the Churban Beis Hamikdash and Chodesh Av. And Hashem says, Eicha Yashva Badad. Get out of here.
Oh wow, that's
get out of here. And Eich Yashva Badad means you need to go back to Badad. You're like Mitzrayim. The Churban Beis Hamikdash, you were like a Mitzrayim, Chazal said. And the answer is, the solution is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, these days of going from that Badad of the Mitzrayim to the Badad of the Vayishkan Yisrael Badad, Ein Yaakov. To be able to have that perspective of Ein Yaakov.
This is back to Vayichases. Yaakov maintains this perspective of Ein Yaakov, but how does that negate? It sounded like what you were saying a couple of minutes, that battles the ayin of the Goyim in it.
Absolutely.
How does that?
Because the only way that the Sitra Achra and the Nichush has any influence in Kayach is at our expense. The Hainu, when we take everything in the world and we give it to Kutchavichu and we say, you're Echad, then they have nothing left for them. It's untouchable. It's only when we fall from that place of Lesa Sapanamine, we fall from that place of that Ein Yaakov of seeing Hashem's oneness, do things fall down and they can latch onto that and make kishav out of it and do things. So
Zelum Azel,
as much as we give it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we take it away from them. So when Klai Yisrael is traveling in the Midbar as an Ein Yaakov and they have that perspective and they're rolling into Eretz Yisrael, like the Pasuk says, Ein Yaakov Eretz Dagon V'Sirash, you're rolling into Eretz Yisrael like that. That's how they were coming in with that Ein Yaakov. It's a very scary place for the Sitra Achra, because there's nothing left for them. They only latch on to what we drop. The leket shecha and peyah, which we drop.
Even if it's ruchnias.
Yeah. They hold on to that ruchnias. And they coil in their ruchnias and those. Yeah.
The tire that we hold on, that's really our tire, not the Avish's tire. That's where they get, that's where they're yearning from.
What do you mean? That we learn Shalom Lishma?
Yeah.
Yeah,
isn't that what I'm speaking about? How when you learn Torah Shlo Shema,
yeah, absolutely.
You're sustaining the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. But anything, I mean, we're talking about a place of Emun and Bitachon. That's like the way that you see the world, that ayin in which you see that world. If there's a pagam in that ayin, in that Ein Yaakov, so then they can latch onto the Ein Haaretz and make kishuv out of it and confuse us because we dropped it. But if we're Ein Yaakov, then it's Hinekisa Ein Haaretz and it covers up the Ein Haaretz. As much as we have the Ein Yaakov, does it cover up the Ein Haaretz? That's why Kisa is Osio Sukkah. Mm-hmm. Kisa is Osio Sukkah. That as much as we have Sukkah, it's Kisa Ein Haaretz. Mm. As much as that is.
Interesting the words Badad. It's almost, it feels like the Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, either you sit, look at the paradox between the Yeshev Yaakov, what's the word? How'd you say it? The Yishkan Yisrael Betach Badad. Or Eicha Yashvad Badad. That's, it's like,
right.
You choose.
That's right.
Either you decide to be Badad on your elf, right. Or I'll make you Badad. Right. With the Chorban.
That's the Melitza of Tzedekin. If Klai Yisrael, if you don't make Kiddush, then the Gayim make Avdallah. we either Mekadish ourselves amongst the Gayim, or the Gayim are Mavdallahs from them. But there's no such thing as being Tzedamah with the Gayim. If we're going to be living amongst the Gayim like we are now, we have to live amongst them like a Sukkah lives amongst the Gayim. And that's why the sukkah is given to the Ummah Sa'ilam. If you take a look at the Haftarah and the Navis, the sukkah is the yantav which we bring in korbanos for the Ummah Sa'ilam.
Right.
They're going to participate in sukkahs because that's really what it is. It's the Ein Yaakov. We can live amongst the Gaon. We could do that if we maintain Ein Yaakov. Then we can live amongst the Gaon.
And that Ein Yaakov is viewing the world like Yitzchak, but like taking part in it like an Avraham. Combining,
yeah,
both.
That's, yeah, it. That's exactly what it is. A nice remnant to this too, because we said by the Mitzayr, it says Badad Yeshev Michutz Lamachane. Right? So Badad is the same by Badad Ein Yaakov, right? So they have Badad Badad, so you have Akzer Shava. And that word Yeshev is the Gematria Ein Yaakov. So therefore, Badad Yeshev is the same exact Gematria as Badad Ein Yaakov. So it's not just like a Akzer Shava, the Gematria is exactly the same. Exactly the same. Badad Yeshev is Gematria Ein Yaakov. Yeshiv is Gematria 12 Havayas. That's 312. It's Gematria 12 times Havaya. Yaakov is 7 times Havaya. And Ein is 5 times Havaya. So Ein Yaakov is 5 times Havaya, 7 times Havaya, that's 12 times Havaya. 12 times Havaya is Gematria Yeshiv. Those are the 12 Chadashim, the 12 Yud Bez Alachsa, and the whole world is called Yud Bez Alachsa in the Sefer Yetzirah says.
Morty told me a story that one of his clients last 2 weeks ago. He told you that story?
Yeah.
It's great. Do you see this? Morty, one of his clients is a Jew that's not yet where he needs to be, but he'll get there. So he called Morty. He said he was at the Yankee game Friday night. And they're waiting online at the non-kosher stand. And at the front of the stand is a Jewish guy. He said, it looks like Imam is central casting a Jew. And he's online and he's yelling at the cashier because there's no more pork. And he's like, how come there's no pork left? She goes, we're out of pork. He goes, it's not fair. I want pork. So here's a guy who's not yet, his lathe is beating for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but maybe the stuff around hasn't gotten there yet. But he's badad. He's, so to speak, the Eicha side. He's hiding in the Goyim. So the guy behind him was like a Umas Ha'olam tattoo type, you know. So he screams to the guy, he goes, get the Jew his pork. The guy doesn't have any eye gone. He picked him out. So the guy behind him's like, yeah, get the Jew's pork. And the guy's sitting online saying the entire line, two weeks ago, Friday night, Sam's going, get the Jew the pork. Get the Jew his pork. And this guy was so shaken by he's sitting in New York City in 2019, and the guy wasn't wearing tzitzis, you know what I'm saying? But he called him out. The imagery of the Jew who's at Yankee Stadium on Friday night asking for pork
and demanding
trying to be like everybody else,
right.
And the guy saying, you're not like everybody else, you're a Yid,
yeah.
And if you don't know you're a Yid,
I'll tell you
you're a Yid, right? Levetach Badad or Eicha Yashua Badad, you choose, but either way you're not one of us.
The sin in Mitzrayim started
crazy story?
When they tried to cover up the Mila.
So the guy called Morty, like, all to ask Morty the story. Is that a crazy story? 2 weeks ago.
They can only find shelter in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's it.
But they, respect us when we
when you're badash.
When they know that we're not trying to party with them, and we don't have any cheshek, and we're not we're consistent.
You're above it.
The ahava, I found that they mamish
totally. Totally. How many of you in the room? How many of you in the room and someone curses and they go, oh, I'm sorry.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, what are you saying sorry for? I'm not a rabbi. No, because as soon as you hold yourself up to being badad, then
and
the guy
they appreciate it.
Of course, yeah, for sure. That's the vart. That's the inyak. So, any adjustments that you want to announce for tomorrow? We're in the basement.